There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
And they're like, listen, when he shows up, all this changes. And they're like, yeah, well, if he's drinking, we're going to have a problem. And me and my daughters are like, no one's talking. We're just waiting for this guy to show up. And then a 5'8" skinny white dude walks in and we're like, please be him, please be him. Sit down. And he goes, do you guys have margaritas? And I was like, yeah, baby.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. All right, guys, let's go to part 2 with Bert Kreischer. He tells us why he still tags some of his ex-girlfriends on social media, which is great, and an incredible story about him returning to Florida State and life coming full circle, and actually gets super emotional. It's really, really great. I see your pinstripes behind you. So, Bert, Derek Jeter was nice enough to come on the podcast, and we were talking about a myriad of different topics. And so parenting advice came up. So I need you to give Aaron some parenting advice, because you're almost on the other side of this thing as an empty nester.
Oh, my best parenting advice is you're going to screw it up. You've never done it before. And so you're going to mess it up bad, like real bad. It's going to be, and that's the thing you have to be cool
Sounds great.
You're going to make a lot of mistakes, and mistakes that are bad. Like, you're going to make bad mistakes. You're going to parent poorly, and you're going to raise your voice, and you're going to do things that your parents did and not realize you're doing it. And then your kids are going to react like horribly. But that's all normal. Like, no one goes into parenting other than like guys that are having their second family, like Enzo Ferrari, like knowing what they're doing properly. Enzo Ferrari's second kid was a dime, but all the other ones, the other one was like, you know, well, he passed away, but whatever. But he's not listening.
Oh.
Anyway, but that's the thing, is like, you're going to mess it up. And for me, the thing I probably regret the most, and I think this is probably most adjacent to where you are, Aaron, is I was someone who focused very heavily on my career, because I felt like if I don't make money, then no one's happy. So I'm going to make sure I can make money. And so I spent a lot of time away. When now I look at it and I go, I'll never get to get that time back. Now, listen, you look in hindsight, you go, I really messed up. It worked out. We're all fine. And we have money and everyone gets to go to college. And
your kids still talk to you.
And my kids still.
She designed the tour bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Went on a hike with Isla last night. Georgia called me after camping with her friends and was like, I love you. I miss you. Like, we're all in a really great place. But we pulled teeth to get there. I mean, it was like, you know, I joke about my family a lot on stage. I probably don't joke enough about like the serious. I have one joke about when Georgia smoked weed. I was with Snoop and I found out she smoked weed, and I was really upset. And I was like, I said to Leanne, I was doing a show with Snoop in Macon. I was having lunch with him, and he heard me parenting on the phone. And I was like, that does it. We're going to get on FaceTime. I'm going to light that bitch up. I was just like, she smoked weed. Where did she get it from? And Leanne's like, it's your weed. And I was like, she's a thief too. What the fuck? And I was like, I'm going to make her cry. She's going to cry on the phone tonight so she knows this is real. And then I hung up, and Snoop's like, nah, don't do that. He was like, what's happening to you is your feelings are, you're having feelings about losing control of your daughter, and your daughter's grown up, she doesn't need you, and it's messing with your head as a person, and it's messing with your heart as a dad. And so you making her cry is going to just push her further from you. I was like, when the fuck did you turn into a doctor?
I was going to say, Snoop,
he's a great dad and he's a great friend. And
he
and,
has children's songs too.
Snoop,
the affirmation song, I really highly recommend. I am a great person. I am a great person. My parents love me so much. My parents love, I mean, I'm not going to say, I am going to make this joke, but it's not a joke. It's real. As we were talking about a song, 93.3, The Power Pick. I got to do a top five at nine song. Hi, I'm Erin Andrews, and I go to Bloomingdale High School. And tonight's number three song is Red, Red Wine. I'd love to tell Preston Bernheisel, I love you so much.
You called in and dedicated a song to a guy?
No, you get chosen.
UB40, Red, Red Wine?
It's like getting the hat for the 21 song on at the Taylor concert. Like, it's a big deal for the top five at nine on the Pick to do
so
it.
So how did you get Bert picked? Knows.
I called it in the top five at nine. I dedicated it to Jennifer Stevens.
Is that one of the six?
No. It's Eighth grade love.
Eighth grade love. Okay.
I was in a bedroom with her now husband.
Whoa. Is that the start of a joke?
No. We were, shout out to Stephen St. John. We were at his house and I called in the top five and nine and I was dating Jennifer Stevens. And I said, I forget what my song was, but I want to send this out to Jennifer Stevens. And then it was like a big deal. You had to call in and wait and you sat on the phone forever waiting for them. And then they played your song. Nerves are up. And then you're like, hey, this is Bert Kreischer. I go to Berkeley Prep. I dedicate this song to Jennifer Stevens, Motley Crue. Don't go away, Mad, just go away or whatever.
Oh my God. So, I have always been a fan of yours, but I fell even more in love with you when you jumped on set for the Thursday Night Football crew when we had a Rams game and Ryan Fitzpatrick is your twin. You guys are one and the same. And you jumped on set and you just made his life. He ripped his shirt off. You guys hugged, just sweaty backs and all. It was quite a time.
I was nervous doing that because Andrew Whitworth came to my box. Like I was with my family and he's like showed up and he's like, hey, will you take your shirt off with Fitz? And I was like, yeah, I was like, that's what I do for a living. I can definitely do that. But yeah. I was so nervous a party night turned into a work night and I was pretty drunk.
Oh, well, you pulled it together perfectly because you were so classy. You went down the line. You mentioned the Calm Down podcast, the whole thing. Like,
that
you
was
great.
So nice.
It was really, really sweet. And we're such big fans of yours. I want to know your relationship with Tom Segura. When did you guys become friends?
We were working in Brea.
Why do you laugh when I say his name? Just because he automatically makes you laugh?
He does. Well, it's, you know, it's funny. It's a buddy that I'm now business partners with. Like, we have a vodka, we have a podcast, we have a movie in development. And it's funny to think that I met him at the Brea Improv. We were opening for a guy, a very famous comedian at the time, Jay Moore. And
of course, I got a Jay Moore story for you real quick. You'll appreciate this. I was working on a show called The Best Damn Sports Show. And I was a baby. I had just got asked to like do a national show. I was like a regional Fox reporter for the Rockies before that. I'm on The Best Damn Sports Show. I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, I've made it. Jay Moore comes on and he looks at my jacket and he goes, oh, my wife has that jacket, but in leather. And I was humiliated. And I was so mortified. I was like a little kid and it was like a pleather jacket. So I was sad.
No, Jay was a good friend for a very long time. We had a fallen out, but we've reached out, we've talked and we're cool now. But at the time, Tom was overweight, probably 290 pounds. And he was sitting in the green room. He was the host and he was watching Florida State play. And I walked in and I went, hey, I went to Florida State. And he's like, Florida State's my favorite team. I'm from Florida. I go, I'm from Florida. And Jay walked in and he goes, why are we watching Florida State? And Tom said, I have $100 on this game. And Jay goes, you're hosting. You make $75 a show and you bet $100 on this game. You're an idiot. And he walked out and I looked at Tom. I said, hey, man, welcome to the tour. And we became best friends.
Two Bears, One Cave. So popular. Yeah. How long have you guys been doing that now?
We started really heavy in the pandemic in 2020 is when Tom's a really smart businessman, and we started doing the podcast just as a lark, and really quick it kind of took off. It was during the pandemic, so everyone was at home, and looking for something. And so we doubled up, started doing two a week or one a week. And it's turned into, it's, you know, it's bigger than I think either of our podcasts. And it's really fun. It's fun. As you know, it's fun to catch up with a friend, and we don't pre-produce it. We don't, which maybe we should at times, but we just get together and then just start talking. And I think he's the funniest guy in the world without a doubt. And he thinks I am the weirdest human being alive.
It works. I know, but to your point, it is a standing date. Like, Erin and I's lives are so busy, but I know I get to talk to her for like a straight hour every week, which is fun. And I like that things are like, I'm not a big produced person anyway, which is weird in TV, but I think it's more fun that things just go off the rails.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Before we let you go back to one of your 900 different jobs, Bert, will you play a little game with us? It's called What Would Bert Do?
Oh,
and there's some various topics that Erin and I have talked about on this podcast. So we want to get your take on it. So
sidebar adjacent. We used to play a game when I worked in Travel Channel in the van of Bert has done that. And so what we do is we'd say something wild, and then everyone would go around the van and go, Bert's done that. And then they go, Bert's done that. No, they go, I don't think Bert's done that. And then they go, Bert. And then I take the question and go, Bert's done that.
But wait, I like that. That's next. That's the next time you come on.
That's where it's at. The Travel Channel. Really good.
You worked on the Travel Channel too, E?
No, he did. I just saying, I know you sounds crazy, you know, crazy wild. Bert's done that.
When I worked on Travel Channel, I would travel for the year, two weeks every month of the year around the world. It was the greatest job you could ever have. But it was a lot like being a stripper. It was a lot of fun. The money was good, but you weren't learning anything to move forward.
Flexible. Yep.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. Okay, so there's an annoying person in the waiting room. Erin had a situation with this where they wouldn't shut up and she was not happy about it. What do you do if you're in a waiting room and someone's talking really loud? Or are you the person that's talking really loud?
I'm a hardcore eavesdropper. Yeah. I was at dinner with my wife and daughter and I told them to shut up the other night. I was like, hold on. The conversation next to us is so good. We were in the Cayman Islands. I had one that was so good next to me that I had to introduce myself to the guy. The guy, he started and he goes, and all this is what I heard. I'm with my wife. She orders a drink. She goes, do you want something to eat? And as she says, something to eat, I hear the guy in the cabana next to us go, and that's how my first wife died. And I was like, huh?
I'm in.
And he was like, yeah, on our honeymoon. Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, what? And then I'm going, please tell me what happened. He goes, who would have thought horseback riding in Banff in the winter was dangerous? And I'm like,
what? This story is like,
my second wife got frostbite. And I'm like, second wife? And then I had to go over and go, hey, man, my name's Bert. I'm a comedian. Can I get to know you? And I got him a drink. And this guy was amazing. He was a lawyer from Ontario, Canada. And he just had the wildest stories. And I was like, I'm a big eavesdropper. So if anyone's ever talking loudly, I dial in. And if my wife's there, I go, shh, 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 shh.
Do you also, Carissa and I are really good at this. I mean, my husband gets frustrated, but I'll look at other tables and I can figure out their scenario right away. Like, this guy is pissed at this chick and this is why they're having the most uncomfortable dinner. Like, are you that kind of person too?
We were on vacation, me and the girls. We were, and it was a whole table of black women, and they were really lighting up the youngest of the sisters, or like, you know, like they were all related, and they did not like her boyfriend, and they did not like that he went on this trip, that he was so annoying. And me and my daughters and my wife are like, they're like, listen, when he shows up, all this changes. And they're like, yeah, well, if he's drinking, we're going to have a problem. And me and my daughters are like, no one's talking. We're just waiting for this guy to show up. And then a 5'8" skinny white dude walks in, and we're like, please be him. Please be him. Sit down. And he goes, do you guys have margaritas? And I was like, yeah, baby. Now we know why they don't like him.
Yeah, Aaron and I give names. We give them a car. Like, we can figure out their whole life story, or at least what we think their life story is. All right, here, you get another one. What would Bert do? Rude people who recognize you. Aaron had a situation like this happen at the airport.
He's a real dick.
What happened to you? What was yours?
Well, it was Christmas Eve. We're doing, you know, great game. Dolphins, Cowboys. And it was a late night flight back to LA, and we just couldn't wait to get to the bar, right? It was like Christmas Eve. Let's get a Christmas cocktail. But of course, they're closing in 5 minutes. So you're like, shit, I'll have a burger. I'll have three cocktails, whatever. And the guy was wasted at the bar, and he looked over at me, and I was like, I'll do anything for a drink or a burger. And he goes, you should smile more. And I looked at him and I go, I didn't ask. And he goes, I know who you are. And I said, great. And then finally I was like annoyed because my three male coworkers were there and nobody tells them to smile more. It's like I'm a pet in a zoo, you know, it's like, feed me. Yay. I'll smile on the picture. And so you can't tell I have issues. Right. And so then I got a drink and I looked at him and I go, have a nice night. Like, I'm a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, say that to the men I'm working with, you know?
I am the exact opposite. I do not
embrace.
I'm so excited that anyone recognizes me that I literally am oblivious. The only time it gets bad is like me and my daughter were having a moment, a parenting moment recently over New Year's. Like we were in Park City and it was a great parenting moment. We were talking about really, really meaty stuff in our family and me and my behavior and the changes I made with my diet and losing weight and not drinking and being dialed in and being present. And it was really emotional, and people were recognizing me. And my daughter said to me, I know this is part of the job and I know this is okay, but it is infuriating that I can't just have you as my dad right now. Aww. And I was like, and then some guy's like, dude, you got to do a shot with me. And I was like, damn it. But in a weird way, I never got recognized for so long in my life that I go, I understand that that is adjacent to selling tickets and to downloads and to money ultimately.
Totally.
And so I, in a weird way, I'm a little bit of a whore for it. I've only had one moment where it bothered me. We were in Atlantic City and this like gangster kind of guy was like, hey, you're going to take a picture with the girls, take the shirt off. And I was like, I decided to take the shirt off. He goes, no. And he kind of grabbed me close and he was like, you take the shirt off and you take the picture. That's how it works. And I was like,
oh shit.
Yeah, he's bigger than I was. So I took it off. I was like,
and then your pants. Just kidding.
Yeah. I just was like,
Okay. Another one. Following a family member ex after breakup. Really what this is when our, like, say we break up with a guy, say you break up with a girl, and then you find out your family member is following them on social media.
Yeah. My sister continued to follow my ex-boyfriend like years after the fact. And this guy was a douchebag. Like, what are we still following? She's like, I'm allowed to follow whoever I want. And I'm like, bitch, just why do you have to follow the ex-boyfriend who's an asshole? Like, knock it off. So what would Bert do?
One of my favorite things to do is to remember someone and then see what they've been up to. Like my sisters, I don't really, pay attention to too much other than me. Like, I think about me a lot, so I don't think about other people. But then I remember one time I said to my wife, I was like, do you ever Google your ex boyfriends? And she was like, no. I was like, you should do it. See what they're up to. And she was like, okay. And so we did it and he had died. And it was like not as fun as you think it would be.
Was your family member following them?
That's what I wanted.
No, I've tagged ex-girlfriends. Whenever I get on a private jet, I tag them. And I go,
that's good.
Just so you know, it could have been you.
That's really
hysterical.
Good. Wait, aside from, so have you had run-ins with the ex-girlfriends or like them being like, hey, can we get tickets to something? Like all of a sudden now they like, you know, get old bird up for a favor.
Yeah, it happened. I was just a grand marshal of Gasparilla in Tampa.
Get on that pirate ship.
And my wife, I'm oversharing, but my wife's, you know, 53, she's going through menopause. There's some insecurities that go along with, she hasn't had any work done. She's not like a Botox person. And so she looks like, I think she's beautiful, but she looks like, you know, age adjacent. And I could see it was bothering her. Say like all my friends in Tampa have all had work done. And I was just like, oh, but there's nothing they have that, like, I don't want to date someone that's like, oh, we're getting on a private jet. I want to be married to someone who's like, how much did this cost?
Yeah. This is, and why are we doing this? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Why are we, right. we don't need this. That's what I want. But I've had girlfriends come to shows. I had one girlfriend come to a show and I overheard her saying, I was the girl he was dating during that article. Like I was the one that told him to get into stand up. And I was like, you don't take credit for this. But
relax, biatch. Yeah,
I don't, there's only one ex-girlfriend I'm curious to what happened to.
Ooh, but, let's Google her.
I was going to say, in today's world, there's nothing. No way. There's no, yeah, no such thing as you can't find someone. See, this is women. We can find something in 2 seconds.
My sister found her grade school bully.
Well, yeah, good. I hope that. Oh.
Bully.
Nine kids.
No.
Oh.
Who has nine kids?
My sister's grade school bully.
From Lutz?
Yeah, from Lutz. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my God. Kids.
Are you a Cracker Barrel guy? And hardcore. I miss him so much here. And I know there's like one random one somewhere, right? I think it's like 40 minutes away from where I live in Hermosa Beach. But yeah. What's your go-to order?
Oh, country fried steak, mashed potatoes. I get two fried eggs on top of the country fried steak.
Oh, wow.
I get biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
I go hard at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And by the way, I play the genius triangle game the entire time to find out
what's
my
that? Answer. I've never been to a Cracker Barrel. I'm the odd man out in this conversation. I'm from Seattle, which by the way, I'm really close friends with Adam Ray. You two together?
Adam Ray.
Time.
He's killing it right now.
No one loves Seattle more than Dr. Phil. I mean, he is busy, Adam Ray.
We did the arena wherever the teams play in the arena there. And then I got a hit up from the Seahawks saying, hey, do you want to come out to our practice? I wanted to meet Coach Carroll. I'm obsessed with coaches. I'm obsessed with coaches because everyone on Instagram is a life coach these days.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. And he was great. He was a great guy. He said, Bert, the key to life is finding the spaces in between the spaces. Enjoy those spaces. And I was like, I'm not that smart. I don't know what you're saying. Okay. My only takeaway TK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. DK.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, gorgeous.
Massive man.
Massive
man. Chiseled, just like a full specimen. I love that he wears number 80 because of Steve Largent. Growing up in Seattle, like I love Steve Largent. Like that's like, I mean, I like all different kinds of players. Like Deion Sanders was my favorite player growing up. You'll appreciate FSU. But like, I like the flashiness of Deion, but I also like the elegance of a Steve Largent that like handed the football to the official after he scored, like then became a congressman, whatever, but like not whatever, but I don't know. I just love Seattle sports, but not as much as Adam does.
Adam, well, DK Metcalf comes up to us and he just done a practice, just worked out. And so I said to him, I was like, so what's your day look like now? You gonna take an app, play video games? Just thinking that's what you do if you're a pro athlete and you're a millionaire and you're 23, 25. And he says, no, I have sign language classes. I'm trying to learn sign language. And I went, what?
He's like, isn't that ASL. So cool?
He just is like, he's a curious dude and he's smart. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's not going to waste his money. This guy's going to be around forever. He's going to have an amazing career after his career because he's a smart, fun, interesting dude. And I was like, wow. And then he walked away. And then that's not the pro athlete I would have been. I would have been like, yeah.
Who would you have been?
I would have been North Dallas 40. I would have been drinking. Like, I'm shocked they still don't drink beers after, like, hockey games. Like, that they're all drunk in the room. That they have, like,
Jarrett Stoll.
I would drink beers.
I drank beers. I made the Flyers drink beers.
Oh, not in the locker room. Yeah.
I made the Flyers drink beers, and they're like, yo, you cannot tell anyone about this. I was like, I'm telling everybody after the game. I was like, guys, we're killing White Claws.
So we know that you love baseball, but if you could go, like, you're perfect, like, would you have been, take in your mind, would you be a hockey player, football player, baseball player, basketball player? Like, you could be any professional athlete you want to be.
I have an absolute love for playing baseball. I love everything about it. The rituals. I love the OCD that plays into baseball. I love everything about it. I'm a pretty good golfer, meaning I grew up, everyone knows if you grew up in Florida, you can just play great golf. I don't have the mindset for golf. I think I don't have the shut your brain off and dial in and sink the putt. Like, I am the guy that would choke. I would, but I always wonder, even now, if like I missed my window in like diving or like
diving,
skiing or like archery. You know, when Gina Davis became an archer at like 45,
that's random.
Gina Davis. Speaking,
there's no crying in baseball or archery, apparently.
She became an Olympic archer in like 2001, was like an Olympic archer.
Bert, it's not too late.
Joe Rogan's a great archer and he picked it up at 50. Like, so, you can, I wonder what my next thing's going to be.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah. What is your next thing in life or just to, like, on stage? What do you want to do? Anything?
No, I'm looking to retire. I'm looking to, life. I want to sell Porosos for $800 million and then just live the life of an extravagant, eccentric comedian who only tours on his yacht. And I just hit port cities. And I fantasize about, but I'm not someone who can take time off. Like, I'm supposed to take 9 months off after I shoot my special in July. I'm shooting my special in St. Petersburg and for Netflix. And I'm supposed to take 9 months off. And already I just was like, I was just talking to Laird Hamilton. I was like, maybe I'll just go down to Hawaii and surf. Or maybe I'll start a surfing channel. I was like, what if I go out to big waves with you guys? And he was like, you should come. Because, you know, he's a savage. He's like, you should come. I'll tell you when to Tipu. You can do it.
You talk about that family. Oh my God. Those jeans with Gabrielle Reese. I mean, between her and Laird, I mean, Jesus.
They want to do a couple's date with me and my wife. And I was like, talk about bringing the scrubs with you.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we going to talk about?
Well, I just hope it's not like, where you have to wear a bathing suit. I would just be like,
that's
no,
where they
I'm
work
happy.
Out. They work out in their pool. They work out in their pool.
No, you can't invite someone over and then they have to put a bathing suit on. No.
I was like, Leanne's going to be the only one in a one piece in that pool. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're ready to. I remember when I hung out with Aaron Rodgers, he was like, "Hey, I got a place in California. We should go down to the beach together." And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Yeah, bring your wife. I have my girlfriend down there." And I was like, "Nah, pass." I'm not gonna bring a 53-year-old woman around your 29-year-old. No way. What is she gonna make sandwiches? Make sure we're all getting sand off us before we go inside.
No, you're not gonna have sandwiches when you're with him. Very healthy.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You have a picture, though, in your house when you went back and performed, right, at Florida State?
Oh, yeah. That was the most emotional. You can get me to cry easy. I'm a big crier. But like, so I hadn't been to Florida State since I graduated. And since I'd done stand up there, I moved. And I had a bad relationship with Florida State because they didn't graduate me because of the article. I had to take correspondence classes.
Yeah, really? Because of that Rolling Stone article?
Yeah, they say I defamed the school. And so they.
Oh my God.
I can get really into the sports side of this. I sat next to Warwick Dunn at graduation because they wanted his name called out before mine. So no one really heard mine. And
stop.
So, yeah, I know. And so I had like a bad taste in my mouth. So I had not been back to Tallahassee in 25 years. I didn't realize we were performing in the Civic Center, in the arena. I thought we were just doing like sometimes these arenas will have a theater yeah. inside, like a Madison Square Garden. So I just figured that there was a room in there that I was performing in. And I got there, I got off my tour bus and I woke up early and there was a big sign and a red carpet that reached from my bus to in the arena that said, "Welcome home, Birdie Boy."
And, stop. Oh,
I get emotional. And so I took the morning and I walked by myself around the campus, just kind of seeing it and taking it in. I hadn't been there in 25 years, wanted to see the changes. And I put on Instagram stories, I'm here at Florida State. And kids were opening their windows and they were yelling out, "Welcome home, Birdie Boy." It was like wild. It was so crazy. So then we go to do the show. Sweet. And now Aaron will understand this very clearly, but when we were kids, Florida didn't have a ton of civic pride. We weren't like Boston or Pittsburgh. You know, yeah. Your civic pride was ultimately found at Florida or Florida State.
Yes.
So that's where you became a member of that community. And my dad told me when I went to Florida State, "Buddy, you have no idea what you're about to join into. This is overwhelming. When you get to these games, you're going to feel like you're really a part of something." I didn't understand that because I grew up in Tampa. So when I went to the first game in my freshman year and they threw the spear into the Seminole head, as a freshman, I started sobbing, crying. I started uncontrollably.
It's on fire. Yeah.
It's on fire. Cheap Osceola comes out on Renegade. Renegade rears back on its rear legs and he spikes a burning spear into the head. I started sobbing, crying. And I cried every time they ever threw that spear into my whole 6.5-7 years there. Every time it happened, I sobbed. So I get ready to do the show. And now, mind you, I still have a weird relationship with Florida State. I haven't really talked to anyone who works there. And they say, "We have a present for you." Before the show, I thought they were going to give me a doctorate. Like, I thought they were going to, like, Bill Cosby me up and give me a cap and gown. And, like, "You're the doctor." And they presented me the spear. And they said, I started sobbing, crying, and then I go out, I have a great show, and I bring the spear out on stage, and there's like 12,000 people and just chanting the war chant. And it was, I mean, like, to this day, I think sometimes, like, on my deathbed, what are my memories going to be? Like, what are the things that flash before my eyes? And I hope that's one of them, because it was like a true connection of coming home and feeling like really, really coming home. And then, I've been back since. I went back to a game and they brought me on the field and I saw Coach Norville and they brought me down so that I could watch the spear go in, and they had a camera on me, bawling, crying.
Oh, good for you. A full circle moment.
Old, high as crap.
Yeah.
Bobbing, crying.
That'd be like me if I went back to Florida. They gave me the Mr. Two Bits tie. You've got the spear. I've got the Two Bits tie.
It's crazy how those like weird yeah. moments, especially in sports, can really unify and bring mm-hmm. you together and make you feel a part of something, you know?
Yeah, it's not weird. I mean, it's exactly why Aaron and I love sports. It's the great unifier, right? I mean, politically, you might not agree with someone. Religiously, you might not agree with someone. But if you're like, I went to Florida State. You went to Florida State? Like, you have a moment and like it brings everyone together. But we appreciate you taking time. You have so many things going on between your podcast, between Something's Burning. You have a million things going on. Don't forget, everybody, Tops Off World Tour. You're back in action in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 7th. When are you coming to LA so we can come support you?
I'm in LA at the Forum May 11th for Netflix.
Oh, for Netflix.
Festival.
Yes,
yeah, and
of
by
course.
The way, we don't know where it's going to happen, but I will say, if you're, we're doing me and Tom are organizing a 5K by May that we've got all our fans running. Cameron Haynes is running, Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Chris DeStefano, all our friends are going to run it. A bunch of comedians are going to run it. And
Aaron and I are in.
That's all I wanted to hear.
We're
a soft commit.
Oh, that's a hard commit. I'm all in. It's awesome. Bert, thank you so much for making time for us. We appreciate you.
Guys, thank you. And then my next question is, when can I get you guys on my cooking show, Something's Burning?
Well, we're going to burn everything because we can't cook.
You. All you got to do is drink white wine.
Fine.
Incredible. I've got a great white wine story, and that'll be a tease for us when we come on the show, where someone yelled at me for drinking red wine while I was eating fish. That story is worth the listen. So thank you.
And
again,
just so everyone knows, you guys look beautiful. I am red as crap, but it's because I just got out of my sauna and polar plunge. Okay.
Rich.
My blood pressure is 114 over 65. I'm healthy. I weigh 230 pounds. I'm on testosterone. I have a cardiologist appointment Friday. I am healthy. I'm just burnt up from my sauna.
I'd love to know who you go to. I love a doctor.
Oh, I got the best doctor, and he's from Tampa.
Oh, wow.
All he wants to do is talk about the Bucks.
All roads lead back to Tampa. I mean, these two. Bert, we love you. Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.